Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
In the name of Jesus, lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Say, for everything you have given me, the enemy cannot take them away. Lift your hands up. Whatever the Lord has given, whatever the Lord does, abides forever. It abides forever. If it is from the Lord, the enemy cannot take it. I pray for you this morning. Anything the Lord has given you, that the enemy is rising in opposition against, let the enemy be crushed suddenly. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands up. Everything that God has given me, they are not permitted to be taken away. In that, can you pray for yourself? Anything, everything, whatever the Lord has given me, they are not permitted to be taken away. They are not permitted to be taken away. They are not permitted to be taken away. Jamaka telemoko ni meke telemoku riagada. Whatever is giving me joy, the enemy is not permitted to take them away. Arakata la baka riakata. Aneke ne meke ni moku neke ne neke ni keki ne ne. Arianana na makataka. Abakate ne boko riakata. Ezete ke rike te ne bo. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You know, one terrible mistake we make most of the time is that we focus on what God has not done and we don't protect what He has done. And then in the bid, murmuring, complaining, focusing on what God has not done, the enemy comes and takes everything that you have away. That is when you now realize that God is good. You know, some people, you want them to pray, praise God. It looks difficult. End of year, my car has not come. My car has not gone. You can see pay a car's rent. My car has not come. Their house rent be due and you're not able to pay. You will know that a person that does not have a house does not have a place to park a car. Don't let the enemy take from the back door what God has given you. While you are busy complaining about what He has not done. And if He has not done it, it does not mean it has not been done in the physical and in the spiritual realm. It is that it has not manifested in the physical. Are we here in church? Many Christians are ingrates. You are in a car God provided for you, complaining about the house. You are sleeping on a bed that last year you were escorting. This year, you are in your own house, sleeping on that bed, complaining about your business. Ingrates. Ingrates. And when they come to church and you remind them, they are still frowning. No wonder the devil will have a back door. He comes and takes everything. Then he starts taking them one after the other. He starts taking them one after the other. A man that does not have a heart of thanksgiving and appreciation will lose everything that he has. It's just a matter of time. Go and ask Israel. In the wilderness, they were losing one after the other until only two people made it to the promised land. Why? No appreciation, no thanksgiving. More money, more money, more money. Buhari, Buhari. More money everywhere. Nothing to thank God for. Are you telling God that there's nothing for you to thank Him for? Lift your hands to Him. Thank Him in your own words. Give Him thanks. 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 I returned with my family and I said thank you. Aria kadele bakoria kadele bakoria. Maria kadala bakata. Ete kadele bakoria kata. Ananana magesi dele bakoria. Just tell Him thank you. Tell Him thank you. I 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 have thought about my life and I have come back and I said thank you. We give you all the honor, we give you all the glory. Blessed be your name in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone here again. Whatever the Lord has given you, the enemy is not permitted through the back door to take them away from you in the name of Jesus. You shall not die. Say amen. You shall not be involved in any accident. Say amen. Let me hear you. Every surprise from the camp of the enemy, we annul those surprises. In the name of Jesus. Whoever gives you joy, nothing will affect them. In the name of Jesus. You know, some of us, we are too protected to be touched by the enemy. But he knows that, Biodun likes somebody. If I touch that person, I have touched Biodun. So even though Biodun is protected, let me go after the person. Whoever wants to arise against your children because of you, let the thunder of the Lord visit their household. In the name of Jesus. Whatever is giving you joy is not permitted to bring bitterness into your life. In the name of Jesus. Every end of year trick of darkness, we annul and we cancel those tricks in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Next week is Thanksgiving. You'll be here dancing and celebrating the God. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. We thank you. We thank you. The devil has no surprise. God is always ahead of him. He has never caught us by surprise. Anything you want to do, God, give an advanced knowledge. Give an advanced information. We pray about it. We handle all those things. He has no surprise. We thank you. We bless your name. There is no mark of death upon anybody. That's the best way I can translate it from Yoruba. No mark of death on anybody. Are you here? If you are whatever, you will not be under me here and die untimely. Are you here? The covenant is greater than your imagination and your thoughts. The covenant is greater. Do you understand? The covenant is greater. Even if it takes an unbeliever there to shout Jesus for you to come back to life, you will come back to life. Because the covenant says no to every untimely death. How old are you? We come here, every sickness, every illness, whatever the enemy has planned to derail your Thanksgiving and Christmas plan, they shall not come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Let's go back to the foundational teachings we started 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, we are here to tell you, which we are still telling you, that it is Christ alone. You can't say you are a Christian and don't know the foundation teachings of Christianity. Just the same way you can't say you are literate without understanding A, B, C, D. Because you have to combine them to form all the words. You have to understand the foundation of Christ to everything in Christianity. And 3 weeks ago, we started looking at Christ as the foundation of our salvation. There are two kinds of ways in code for salvation. Jesus or religion. Jesus or yourself. Jesus or your ways. And we said Jesus is the only way. Your religion, your ways will not work. It's only Jesus Christ that can save you. We came here last week and we also explained to you that there are two systems of salvation. Two systems of righteousness. There is a grace system. And there is a law system. And we showed you from scripture that the system of the law cannot save anybody. It's the system of grace alone that can save you. Because according to James chapter 2, 10 and 11, if you break one of the laws of the Bible, you have broken every law. So there is no partial sinner. So if you have done there are 613 laws. If you obey 612 of those laws and you forget one, you sin against that one, you have sinned in all the law. And you know, apart from those 613 laws, they are derivable laws, you know. Derivable laws. Are you carrying somebody's textbook and photocopying it? You know,
Nigeria, let's not talk about it, Nabi. Is there anybody here that have gone through a session without doing photocopy? In Nigeria, wave your hand, let me see. You have done that. If you are following the law, all of us, we are going one direction. I will not mention the place. That's why by the law, by the system of the law, nobody can be saved. Do we understand that? We are all saved by grace. Now, Jesus Christ alone is the source of our salvation, the one that saves us. Now, God has put in two systems for us to access salvation. One does not work. Is it that God? Let me not say God has put in two systems. There are two systems by which we can be saved. Get there. One works. One does not work. Grace works. Law does not work. Now, there are two ways we can access Christ. There are two ways we can access salvation. I have come to tell you again this morning that one works, one does not work. Ephesians 2, 8 to 9. Let's read that again. Ephesians 2, 8 to 9. Ephesians 2, 8 to 9. It's last week's message you are projecting on. For by grace, can the whole church reach one? Let's go. One to go. For by grace, you have been saved through faith. And that not of yourself. It is a gift of God. Not of works. If you look at that scripture here, you will discover two ways to access that salvation. Number one, by grace that we talked about yesterday, you have been saved. Number one is through faith. Number two is through yourself and your works. Remember last week you were told grace is a gift from God. There are two ways to access salvation. One works, one has never worked, and it will never work. The majority in the church are following the way that never works and will never work because they are full of themselves. And because people do not understand, listen to me. Do you know, as a pastor, you come, people come and you pray for them. When you pray, you will see that they are not going. Pastor, you know, go anoint me. Pastor, I think you go give me prayer points. No 7 days fasting. Pastor, you have finished prayer. Can I do midnight prayer in addition? Naturally, we are used to works instead of faith. Many Christians, it's difficult for them to have faith without them doing something. They prefer doing something instead of faith. People prefer going on pilgrimage as work. Do you know religion? People walk on fire because they feel if they walk on fire and they cause themselves pain, God will look at the pain and will save them. Nigerians find it difficult to understand grace. After all, in Nigeria, nothing goes for nothing. Money for hand, bag for grand. You must do something for something. So if you come and you say, you can get something for nothing. We want to access everything by works. Please, you can if you want. But you cannot access salvation by works. Hello, do we understand this? Okay. Something came to my mind before I continue. Pastor, I thought the Bible said, work up your salvation with fear and trembling. Ephesians 2, 12 to 13. Let's deal with that quickly before I go into the details of the message. Ephesians 2. No, Philippians 2, 12 to 13. Philippians 2, 12 to 13. Let's go. Therefore, read with me. Let's go. One to go. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation. Tell somebody at your side, say, you hear? But if after that trembling, what do you see there? What did you see? I did not say what word did you see. What did you see after trembling? Semicolon. Some translation have comma. It is not the end of a statement. And I've always told you, when the Bible was written, that's why when you are reading the Bible, I don't like you read the Bible and say, verse 4. 5, 6. The Bible was not written that way. The Bible was not written with chapters and verses. It was a monk in the 15th century that divided into chapter and verses so that it would be easier for you to memorize and refer to it. And when you are writing letter today, do you write in chapters and verses? You just write the letter. But if I, as your child, want to cram your letter, I can divide it. That was why it was divided. It was some chapters are not the end of the matter. Some of you just read, you end at chapter 2. You think, you all know, you have not finished the letter. You stop at the middle of the letter. And then you now come back after 3 years to continue it. How can you get the cocoa and the marrows of a bone? Look at that screen. Fear and trembling. Semicolon. Go to verse 13. Let's go. 4. Work out your salvation, but it is God. Even when God is asking you to work it out, He's the one working it out to you. Look at the screen again. Even when He asks you to work it out, He's saying, release yourself. Your working out is you releasing yourself for me to work it out through you. But we don't want to do that. Because we want to come and share testimony and say, I made it to heaven because I fasted 80 days out of 365 in a year. Works. I want to preach this message in a way that it enters your subconscious mind that when you come to share testimony, it will be Christ alone that will see your testimony. Not what the devil did, not what you did. Testimony is coming next week now. At the Thanksgiving. You will see us come. And your God did, and I told your God, if you know who I am, you cannot. It is not you, it is Christ. For it is Christ that is working in you to bring that thing to pass. Without Christ, we are all nothing. And it's Christ alone. Are we here in church? Now, let's go on a journey. A quick journey. To show you that works will take you nowhere. Number one, verse for today. Titus 3, verse 5. And remember, you are in school and we are doing continuous assessment. If you are not reading, I will mark you 0. If you are reading, you have 10 already. Because you like work, so let's use those calculations to make you give you good marks so your head will swell. Look at the screen. Titus 3, 5. Is it 5? Let's go. Want to go. Not by the work of righteousness which he have done, but according to his mercy, he has done what? He has saved us. Ma, you are not saved by your fasting. You are not saved by your prophecy, ma. You are not saved by your work of righteousness. You are saved by mercy. That's why when you come to salvation, nobody can look down on you. It's only Christ that can speak on your behalf. Nobody. Look at that screen again. Read with me. Let's go. Want to go again. Not by. You are going to personalize it. Remove the we. When it comes to the matter of salvation, now you alone, no be we. Oh yeah, let's go. Which I have done. But according to his mercy, he saved me through the washing of redemption and the renewing. Washing of that's sanctification, but I don't want to talk about that today. So number one, remember, not by any work of righteousness you were saved. Galatians 2:16. I think we read it last time. Galatians 2:16. Can we go again? Number one, now to go. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law. No man is justified by work. Remember, we are talking about salvation. I'm not talking about healing. I'm not talking about deliverance. I'm not talking about prosperity. I'm not talking about rewards. I'm talking about salvation. Remember, before you feel that you don't need to do anything in life again, tomorrow you don't go to work. You even go and resign and sit at home and say, it is by mercy. Mercy, mercy, Lord, let your mercy locate me at home. Now hunger go kill you at home. Because I'm talking about salvation. We need to explain, though, because Nigerians, they will take one thing. You say one, they add 9 to it and start running. I'm talking about salvation. Read with me again. Let's go. Knowing that a man is not
justified by the works of the law. But by what? But by faith in Christ. Justification is God declaring you not guilty and you having a right standing with God. Nobody has a right standing with God by the works they do.
Salvation.
Romans chapter 9. Okay, let's do Galatians 3:11. We read that last week again. And I'm just reminding you. Look at it. Let's go. One, two, go. That no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is what? Is evident. For what? For the just. Instead of works, it is faith. Faith is the foundation of everything you do in Christianity. That's why the Bible came and said, so dwelleth love, faith, and hope. But the greatest is love. But you can't do anything without faith. Faith is the currency of a spirit. You don't have faith, you don't access anything. You can't access salvation without faith. You can't access healing without faith. You can't access prosperity without faith. You can't access deliverance without faith. You can't be successful without faith. You can't move to the next level without faith. Faith is foundational. But I'm talking about faith for salvation today. If you don't have faith in Jesus, you cannot be saved. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved, you and your house. If there is no time in your life that you need, you believe in Jesus and confess with your mouth, do something before it's late for you. Well, you know, when you preach this message, we just sit down, we are looking around, what will people think about you? Think about what will God think about you. Maybe your husband met you in church, you were in choir, married you in church. We know people that are in choir 20 years, they gave their life to Christ in choir, with choir robe after 20 years. You all will not be new one. Romans chapter 9, verse 11, or is it 16? Give me NIV, and we do this also. Give me NIV. Okay, let's go. Once you go, remember, we are doing continuous assessment. But yeah, let's go. Once you go. It does not, therefore, depend on man's desire or effort, but on what? I desire to make heaven. I desire to make heaven. I don't want to compose another song with that. It does not depend on your desire. It depends on Christ. Without Christ, you are nothing. Stop boasting, sir. Stop bragging. Stop bragging about your spiritual intelligence. Stop bragging. Stop bragging about your revelation. The devil gives revelation also. That you give revelation to us, normally we respect you. Me, respect somebody because of revelation. Why? The Bible is a greater revelation. So what have you shown that you are, what's the big deal? I have children coming to meet me after service, sharing many revelations with me. They have not even given their life to Christ. Go to my hometown. There are many of them. I don't want to share satanic anointings of our villages. People will see you. They tell everything about your life. You are seeing, you are having things. You are telling people, you feel like a champion. Forget that, Jerry. Look at the screen again. It does not, therefore, depend on man's desire or effort. But on what? Okay, now let's read it in the way we understand most. MKJV. It is not him that will it. We want Willet. Is anybody that wants Willet here? Okay, let's remove Willet and make it Wiz. Okay, Willet is there. Let's go. Let's read the Willet, you know. Yeah, let's go. Willet it. One, two, go. Then it is not of him that willet, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth. If you go and write English like this in Wayek, you'll be in trouble. But in church, we still want to read in that language. The God that shows mercy. 2 Timothy 1:9. 2 Timothy 1:9.
Read with me again. Remember what cannot save you. I'm talking salvation.
Read with me. Who has, let's go, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling? And now, let's go. Not according to what? Not according to what? Salvation is not according to your words.
Stop proving anything, church. You have not arrived. Sir, stop proving. If it is to prove, we can prove. I have been born again for 35 years. That long history cannot make me go to heaven.
I can mount and say, you people are talking to me anyhow in church now. When did you give your life to Christ? Where were you August 17, 1987? Were you born at that time that I can blow all those grammar? It will not take me to heaven.
After all, some people have been in church for 72 years and they are still going to hell. It is what, sir? That you came first today is not a matter of salvation. It's a matter of reward. Stop boasting because you came first today. But you can boast if you want. You can receive your reward if God wants to give you by mercy. Even those rewards, you will make them by mercy. Stop boasting.
Tell somebody, stop boasting. Not who will save us and call us with a holy calling. Not according to our works. And let's continue. But according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ alone. Christ alone. Christ alone. Grace alone. Faith alone.
And look at it. Look at it. For you to know that you have nothing to do about it. Look at the time. When was it given? When the time began? Huh? Tell me, when the time began? He had proposed that you be born again. I don't know if you are. That you will go to heaven before time began. You are now on your way to heaven. You are now saying, it was because I did this. It was because I did. Is that not foolishness? He settled it before time began. Do you know that for some people that have money, they have settled the university their children will go to before their children were born? Oxford, Cambridge, Harvard, MIT, before they were born. The child will not come and say it was because I was brilliant. No. They had connection in those universities. They have planned it before they came. That is salvation, sir. You can't brag about it. You can't boast about it. It is God working it out and doing it for you. Are we still here? Let me take one or two more. Romans 3:20. I took it last week, but I want to remind you of this also. Romans 3:20. Read with me. Let's go. Once we go. Therefore, by the deeds of the law. If you read some translation, say, by the works of the law. Some people are already angry. All the things I don't do sin. You mean say, no go lead me to heaven. All the things I don't do sin. All the bad one way they do sins, God. All the bad one way they do sins, God. Remember, I'm talking about salvation. I keep saying that. Remember, I'm talking about what? About salvation. And it is salvation first before you can assess every other thing. Let's jump. Let's go to the alternative. Romans 5:1. Romans 5:1. Can the old church read together? Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Sir, there are some scriptures you must cram. This is one of them. You know why? When I gave my life to Christ, August 17, I've shared it many times. I gave my life to Christ because all my friends, I don't normally go for evening service. And discipleship class starts, they take it at evening service. Baptismal class, evening service. I played football during VBS service. I came to church one day. That was August 17, 1987. And all my friends were being baptized. It was an insult to me. Because based on works, I was better than all of them. And all of them had been baptized. And me was seated in the corner. I remember Professor Baji preaching. I did not hear any of the messages. How can Benga, Emeka, thank God, be baptized when me and Yodu have not been baptized? No. So they finished the message and gave another call. And when they give another call, in my church they give three or four other calls. Number one, you want to give your life to Christ. Number two, you want to dedicate your life to Christ. Number three, you want to be baptized. Number four, you have a call to ministry. And you want to express your call. I did not hear anything. All what I was hearing, baptism. So when they did, do you want to baptize? I stood up like men, like we do. I stood up with my Bible. You know, as if I was singing all the way to Calvary. So, I went for baptism. So, they handed me over to a deacon. And then the deacon ministered Christ to me. And that was how I gave my life to Christ. But you know what happened? Between the August 17th and September 20th, we're having baptismal classes for us to give our life to do baptism. And then on September 20, during baptism, we will stand in front of the church. And our own baptistry is in the wall somewhere. So you will stand in front in the water. They will ask you, have you already begun? What is the confession of your faith in Jesus Christ? And I will say, I have you already begun. Confess Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. The Reverend will now say, upon this your confession, I now baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son, and they take you in and bring you out. That was my deliverance from the hand of the devil, not the baptism, the confession. You know why? Because I did not come out boldly to give my life to Christ. The devil tormented me for like 2 years. You think you are born again? You did not give your life to Christ. You did not raise your hand. You know you came for baptism. You think you are going to heaven? You will die in your sin. This traveling, what do they do now? If you die now, where do you think you are going? Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Elusa, look at that screen. Look at that screen. That is an antidote to the accusation of darkness. When you don't have the feeling of a faith you have at the beginning. Look at the screen. Can you have, let's go. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace. Sometimes you don't feel as if you are a believer. Many times you don't feel holy. I was in a fellowship. We had a brother. Every message, he gives his life to Christ. Why? This verse is not working in his life. He does not know that he has been justified by faith. Faith has nothing to do with feeling. I can wake up on Tuesday and feel like the greatest sinner on world, in the world. In fact, Mondays are the most terrible days for pastors. Well, you wake up one day and you say, that message I preached, was he okay? That guy was looking at me when I was preaching. Are they praying for me? Is the message touching life? Is God happy with me? Pastors call this Monday morning blues. Pastors, 95% of pastors that resign, they resigned on Monday. You are laughing. Pastors enter depression on Monday. Because sometimes you feel you are not good enough. Look at that screen. You are justified by faith and not of works. It has nothing to do with your feeling. But be sure you have been justified by faith. Then one day I was reading my small NIV Bible, a New Testament, given to me by a white man. That NIV changed my life. I read Galatians. Wow. The Lord took me to Galatians himself, woke me up midnight. While everybody was sleeping, he was taking me to Galatians 1, 2, 3. Told me, what I'm preaching you for you now, learn it then. So, why going through Galatians? The Lord gave me this. And said, Biodun, what did you say on the day of your baptism? So I confessed Jesus as my Lord and my personal Savior. And the Reverend said, upon this confession, I baptize you. You have confessed me. The devil can do nothing against you. So whether I feel it or I don't feel it, I have been justified by faith. But the problem is, have you been justified by faith? Have you confessed him anywhere, secretly or openly? You know it is not by dancing. There's a dance they do like this. Then what they do? You can dance and dance your way to hell if you are not justified by faith. You are only justified by faith. Faith is a victory. Faith is a shield. Faith is a weapon. Faith is the foundation of your Christian life. You are only justified by faith. By faith. Say with me. Say Christ alone. Say grace alone. Say faith alone. Romans 5:2. We have done one. Move to verse 2. Move to verse 2. Let's take 1 and 2 together so that it will make sense. 1 and 2. No, 1 and 2, not 2 and 3. 1 and 2. Let's go together. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So, no matter or because of faith, whatever is coming, stay calm, stay peace. The accusation, and you say you are born again, oh, and you are doing this, oh, you say you are born again, oh, and you are doing that, oh, you are justified by faith. Now let's go. Through whom also we have access by. You need access to the things of God. You need access to heavenly things. You need access to deliverance. You need access to healing. You need access to prosperity. Anything you need access to in the kingdom, it is faith. We have access through faith. Many people don't have faith. They want access. You don't have an ID card. You don't have a key. You can't enter. That's why Yoruba people, what do Yoruba people call Christianity? It is called faith. And that's why Jesus said, if I come back to the world, will I still find faith? Why? He is looking for faith. When Peter or Paul looked at the man and he saw that he has a faith for healing, he said, rise up. The man rose up. And Jesus could do nothing in Nazareth because of their lack of faith. Man is faith, man. Tell somebody, say, it's faith, man. Tell the person, stop sleeping. Stop sleeping. Say, it's faith. Tell the person, stop sleeping first. Say, stop sleeping. Tell the person, it's faith. Faith is the access to salvation. Let me just close with Romans 4. 5 to 8. I can even end it here. Look at the screen. Let's read together. One, two, go. But to him who does not walk, but believes on him, who is the one that justifies? Christ. Remember Christ alone. But to him. Let's go. Now I want to go. Who does not walk, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly. His faith is what? Is accounted to him as righteousness. Sir, righteousness is a gift. It is given and assessed by faith. I'm a righteous man, not because of work, because I believe on him who justified the righteous, and he called me righteous. Sir, ma, have you had a naughty boy before, a naughty girl? Some of you do not have some people like us growing up with you. You have naughty, I have announced, I've always shared that. Stayed with her for like 2 years. She's late now. The children growing up at a naughty age, teenage age, very naughty age, and everything. And when the children do whatever they need to do to their mother, angry. This glorious child. What I'm going to beat you, eh? She never caused the children. She never said anything negative. They were not righteous. He was calling them righteous. They are all responding to that word today. The mother saw all what they were doing. She was still calling them. Well, you think that God knows they see this way they do. The one way you do before coming. The one way they think now, say, God, they think they see everything. And they still look at it. Because you believe in Christ and have faith in Him, is He calls you righteous. Look at the screen. Let's read together as we are closing. But to him who does not walk, but believes on him who justifies the godly, ungodly. Remember, I'm talking salvation. I'm not talking holiness. I'm not talking sanctification. I'm not talking glorification. Before you now say, maybe God, no, that's what people, the grace message, they just read all this and say, now, let's go and live our life anyhow. You can't blame me. I have faith. And therefore, I'm justified. Can I close with this? Let me give a fast balance. James chapter 2, maybe verse 14. James 2. Jump to verse 18. Or should I take it from here? I just don't want to be tempted to. My time is fast spent. But let me read it. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can his faith save him? Are we there? Oh, yeah, let's go. If a brother or sister is without clothes and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm, eat well, but you don't give them what the body needs, what good is it? Verse 17. In the same way, faith, if it does not have works, is it in itself, by itself. Leave it on 17. You cannot be saved by works. You can only be saved by faith. I hope that has been proven to you. Now, let's look at this verse. It's saying this. Faith is an invisible capital, an invisible resource. So if I'm praying and I'm teaching and I say, have faith, I do not know that you have faith. The only way I know you have faith is by the works you do. But the works is not for salvation. The work is for a proof of your faith. Your works are a proof of faith. So now, like I share with you many times, when I'm praying, when you are praying for rain, no, you can, hey, Lord, hey, rain, iria, oh Lord, rain. You can do that without faith. But when you are praying that, and I see umbrella by your side, that means you are expecting that after the prayer, rain will fall. By your umbrella, I have seen your faith. Your umbrella is the works that have shown your faith. There are many people shaking. Only make shaking. We prayed 3 hours. They wasted 3 hours without faith. Your faith is proven by your works. So, how do you prove faith in salvation? Your faith is proven by you lifting up your hands and giving your life to Christ. Your faith is proven by you confessing. Your faith is proven by you feeling that point. Your faith is proven by you seeing that counselor. That is how we know you have faith. By those actions you take. You have never taken any action before. And say, God knows my heart. God knows my heart. We they see your works, we know your heart. What you do shows your heart. If your heart believes, your mouth will stand up and confess. You will not between your hand like this. Otako. They bring paper. You know, say, Your faith lacks works. It leads you to hell. Do you understand? Bow down our heads, let us pray. Faith is what brings salvation. Faith, proven by your works of giving your life to Him. You are here today, you want to give your life to Christ that you will reign and rule with Him. Wherever you are, boldly, not ashamed. Believing in Christ alone, believing in grace alone, believing in faith alone, wherever you are, lift up your right hand up confidently to Him. Lift up your right hand confidently. Lift up your right hand confidently. Lift up your right hand confidently. Lift up your right hand confidently to Him. We give you all the honor, we give you all the glory. If you lifted your hand and you were given a card, if you lifted your hand, you'll be given a card. There's somebody waving at you at the back. Please stand up and go and meet the person at the back. Can we do that quickly? Stand up, go and meet the person at the back. We give you all the glory, we give you all the honor. We bless your name. Say, all that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. The Lord accept you, the Lord receive you, the Lord embrace you. Write your name in the book of life. The Lord give you victory over every power of darkness. I pray for everyone here that your faith will not fail. Your faith will remain strong. Your faith will move higher. In the name of Jesus, your faith will stand in the face of condemnation of darkness. Your faith will stand in the face of attack of darkness. Your faith will stand on Jesus and not on your works. Not on your works. That your faith will fully be in Christ Jesus. Lord, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And the church said, Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.